I'm trying to get used to having people sit over here. I feel awkward. I'll try to look at you too. I just wanted to thank all of you, and I'm going to continue to thank you for the wonderful potluck last Sunday that celebrated the reappointments of Reverend Dion, Reverend Jeannie, Reverend Hero, and then welcomed myself and my husband, Jesse. So thank you so much. My family was in town. You know, my aunts were in town. My cousin was in town. And I don't know if you were there for my mother, but she asked Tom for the mic. And people thought she was going to say something nice, like, oh, we're so happy that you welcome my daughter, Karen. But she talked about Richard Sherman and how she was so grateful that Seattle has given Richard Sherman to the 49ers. So that was her speech. So thank you. Anyhow, today I am going to talk a little bit about life as a pilgrimage. And maybe if we think about our life as pilgrimages and understanding our lives as a pilgrimage, it may be enormously helpful to you in finding your way, especially during a time in our world and in our nation and in the church when there is so much strife and disillusion. So about 10 years ago, my dad and I, we went to Manzanar. We went to Manzanar internment camp, and this was our first time going on a pilgrimage together. We actually went alone. I was working for a Japanese newspaper called the Hokubei Mainichi, which was out of San Francisco at the time. And I was sent out to go to different camps to write about them. So Manzanar was my first. And at the time, I don't know if you know who Kori Shiozaki is, but he was filming his the Fisherman's Club, and it was about fishing at Manzanar and how people would go out from the camps and sneak out and go fishing at night, and that was kind of their sense of freedom. And so my dad and I met up with Kori, and we had this amazing experience at Manzanar. And that's a picture of the memorial. And then a few weeks later, we went to Tule Lake. And I would show you pictures of Tule Lake, but my computer, I have had two computers that were stolen, so I don't have a lot of my old photos anymore. But more recently, in the past 2 years, here we go again, I had pictures where I went to Minidoka for my first time. I went last year and I went this past year. And I had my very own experiences of these pilgrimages from, do you remember the Canterbury Tales? Did you ever read this in college or in high school? But there's a quote in there, "The meaningful and the mundane, exhilaration and exhaustion, hunger and deep satisfaction." That's what I experienced on all of these pilgrimages. On each one of our trips, we enjoyed fellow pilgrims. We avoided fellow pilgrims. You know, you're around people long enough, you find the people that you like to talk to and the others that you probably will sit on the opposite end of the bus with. We felt the blistering sun and the cool breeze of the wind. We shared sacred stories of one's experience and experience that was shared for the first time. We pondered together and we prayed. We gazed, we read, we ate cookies or spam musubi or anything that people brought. We spent hours each day talking to each other, and we also spent hours each day in silence. And we spoke to one another from the depths of our hearts. This is a picture with me with Nibs and Cho and Dale, and we were waiting for Ryan, but it was kind of crazy. We laughed together, we got lost together. On one of my pilgrimages, I got locked out of my car. We needed help, and we gave help. We discovered early on that we were carrying too much with us, weight, and yet all along, we were looking to take on something more. So why should you see your life as a pilgrimage? Every pilgrim will have his or her own intentions for this kind of bonum artem, which is, or as what they describe it as, the difficult good life. Down through the centuries, people have gone on pilgrimages to purge their souls of debris, to walk off a past chapter in their life. For others, it's been to walk into a new chapter of their life, or maybe it's to discern something or to say yes to God's abundant gift of life in the present and to freely walk into God's fortune. It may be a mix of both. Pilgrimages are often about losing your old self, I found, and finding something new. The English word pilgrim comes from the Latin peregrinus, or foreigner. As Christians, we need to hear the word pilgrim, foreigner, in the light of Jesus and in the language of Jesus. I remember as a child, I was exposed to the gospel hymn that went something like this: "This world is not my own, I'm just passing through." And while that's the hymn that is true, if we understand that the world indeed is not our own. And this is something we'll talk more about in November when I talk about stewardship. This world, my friends, we know it belongs to God, all of it. In our lifetimes, we are entrusted by God to be temporary stewards of this world. And indeed, we are just passing through. Not because it doesn't matter. It matters. It all matters. Every breath of the way. It's just that this world is not ours, ultimately, in the end. Jesus is the inspiration at the beginning, the companion along the way, and the fulfillment of the journey and of the journey's end, gone ahead to prepare a dwelling place for us forever. Jesus, as we know him, is the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus is the way. And for us followers of Jesus, life on earth is not incidental. Life is sacramental. Outward experiences of inward graces, every single step of the way. Our quest is to learn to pray our lives, to practice the presence of God, which is the way of the pilgrim. We are pilgrims in this life, and there are some practices and some places that might be very helpful for you along the way. You may find it meaningful to literally go on a pilgrimage to some destination, or have your own experience of something that Lawrence experienced to his pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Or for me, it was a very personal identity thing for me to pilgrimage to Manzanar, to Tule Lake, to Minidoka. My entire family on both my mother and my father's sides, they were all incarcerated. My mother lived in Hawaii at the time, but all of my grandmother's brothers and sisters were at Amachi. And so I've spent my lifelong journey, at least until I was probably like 21, trying to figure out who I am and what I'm all about and where I come from and why my dad, who is a Nisei, never spoke Japanese to my brother and I. And so I've spent the additional next part of my life exploring and wanting to know more about myself through the history of these camps. In the Christian tradition, there are a number of places recognized as holy spaces, those places that are called liminal, that is, places where there is a thinness between earth and heaven. So down through the centuries, many people, especially Anglicans, they find Canterbury a meaningful pilgrimage place for them. So this is the Canterbury, it's like their abbey. And or some people go to Iona. How many of you have heard of Iona? I know that that's Reverend Hero's, one of his favorite places. This has been a repository for Celtic prayer and practice. And for many, a pilgrimage to the Holy Land is sacred. It's Jerusalem. Or, this is my favorite, and this is something that I really want to go to sometime, a pilgrimage down the El Camino de Santiago. This is the Way of St. James. It's a holy space. How many of you have heard of that? El Camino, how many of you have gone on the El Camino? Nobody. We should do a pilgrimage over there. It's this kind of, it's in Spain, yes. It's tens of thousands of people that go every year. They walk this or they cycle it. And it's an epic journey of 500 miles. It's a net of routes across Spain and Europe, which all lead to the northwest part of Spain. And in the Middle Ages, these routes were walked as pilgrimage to the tomb of the Apostle St. James. And then there are those destinations that may well be important to you quite personally. Most recently, 14 of you went to Guatemala to help at Mission Guatemala, and you dubbed it as a mission trip. I'd say it was almost like a pilgrimage for you all, based on the stories that I've heard that you took to Guatemala. I've heard from many of you that you bonded with the people, that you helped the children, that you did some dental work, and you helped them in so many ways that you came together to remember, to pray and worship, and ultimately you're transformed. And the stories are amazing, and I know we're going to hear more from you. There may be a destination that is very important for you, personally. Some of you might go hiking. How many of you hike and you try to hike up those mountaintops? Or maybe you go by the sound. Do you like to hang out near the water? Or perhaps a forest. It might be your grandmother's back porch or a childhood playing field or a school or a concert hall or even Blaine Memorial. Some place like that for you is a liminal place. It's a thin place where you can experience the coming together of earth and of heaven. T.S. Eliot said that to go and kneel at a place where prayer has been valid, valid for others, but more importantly, valid for you. So I ask you today, what is your holy space? What holy place speaks to you? Can you go there in person, or can you go there in memory? Can you go there in imagination? I commend this metaphor of pilgrimage to you today. I invite you to ponder it and to pray on it. And I ask that you get in touch with your destination that you may want to go on, or you need to visit, or maybe revisit a place from your past. You may get in touch with how to travel the way. Life as a pilgrimage is fraught with adventure, with an awareness that will be companions. I think oftentimes it can also be fraught with a lot of pain that you didn't realize that you had. It can be very scary, but it can also be very healing. And some of this is not for your own choosing. That we will have these needs and we will have our needs met. That we're there to savor every single breath along the way. We're there to fellowship with one another, make new friends, maybe decide to let go of some old friends. And to know that the rest of creation we'll do the same until we all come to our journey's end. Jesus knows that as we travel this road of life, that we are on this pilgrimage together, that we have places to go and people to see and things to do, and we have so much to do. May it be so. Amen.